Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Coming up today, we're going to be speaking in Carson City with State Minority Leader Bill Reggio.
And upon the panel, we'll have Ray Bacon, Nevada Manufacturers Association, Russell Rowe with Kempfer Kroll, and we'll be talking about the session, day two and three.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows invites you to attend the biggest party of the year, the 30th Annual Chopino Feed and Auction, Saturday, February 27th at 4 p.m. Get your fill of amazing auction items, good company, and great Chopino. Tickets and tables are available now by calling 331-KIDS.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Save energy and money. Take control at NVEnergy.com.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows invites you to attend the biggest party of the year, the 30th Annual Chopino Feed and Auction, Saturday, February 27th at 4 p.m. Get your fill of amazing auction items, good company, and great Chopino. Tickets and tables are available now by calling 331-KIDS.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to today's Nevada Newsmakers. With us, we have Senate Minority Leader Bill Reggio. Good afternoon, Senator.
Afternoon.
Well, it's been an interesting first 2 days over at the legislature. It's interesting, it seems like this session got off to an acrimonious start, and that really the acrimony has dominated the last 2 days. Do you agree?
Oh, I haven't sensed acrimony. You know, we always have a few ruffled feathers and things of that kind, but you know, we've been moving ahead on the first couple of days here, and I know that people think we shouldn't have public hearings, but I think it's important to the process.
Absolutely. Now, yesterday, the Assembly made a couple of moves. They took a sense of the Assembly to reduce the cuts to education to about 5%. Do you think the Senate will follow along those lines, or is there going to be a major differential there?
Well, I don't know if it'll be done formally, but it's certainly being done in discussions between our colleagues on either side of the aisle. And, you know, I think that's one of the issues that we're looking at on the budget is the depth of cuts to the primary parts of our budget, including K-12, higher education, and, you know, the health and human services programs.
The underlying issues are, of course, being driven by factors way outside of Carson City. It's the fundamental economic recession that we're in.
Yes, and it's not only in our country, it's nationwide,
exactly.
and around the world.
And your role has been, and the governor's role has been to try to rethink Nevada's priorities in the midst of this, because it's
well,
this
you know
is not
that, that's always the important thing. I've been doing budgets as a senator since 1972, and you know that has to be always our priority. Are we as a state funding necessary, you know, services for the state. And that always has to be the first priority. And obviously that points in those same directions, education and the services that people need for health and safety.
One of the other issues that passed both houses yesterday was the Race to the Top legislation enabling Nevada to right. now apply for those federal funds. The governor has said that he's going to veto that, the way the bill that has been presented stands right today. Is there enough support in the Senate for a budget or veto override?
Well, let me be succinct. I didn't favor the language that was passed in either house because I thought we should just remove the language that disqualified our state, the only state in the nation, from submitting an application for this very important funding that might help in the education area. So I suggested we just remove the language, offer an amendment. There's some qualifying language that actually the teachers union was insistent upon. At the end, even though I voted for the amendment that didn't pass, I'm one of 16 in the Senate that voted to pass the measure out because we certainly don't want to be the only state that can't qualify.
And this is an indicator of the problems that all of you in leadership are having this special session. That issue doesn't actually help or hurt the budget immediately. It doesn't resolve
your
problems.
No.
But it's an important policy issue for further.
Well, it's
down
important
road.
Because an application has to be filed if you're going to qualify for phase two. We've already missed phase one of this potential grant.
But this is one of those areas where everybody agrees it needs to be done, and yet having trouble.
Well, almost
the
everyone. Out. There are some who have philosophical differences, but that's minor.
I do think that it points to another issue, which is about what this session is about and the next session is going to be about, and that is reprioritizing Nevada's budget values and our policies.
Yeah,
we were willing to settle to be last in too many areas when we had good revenue picture. Now we need to really think about how we want to set ourselves up in the future when we get back on it.
Well, that's always been in the back of my mind. You know, we are, with Alaska, the lowest tax state in the nation on state and local taxes per capita. Now, you get a lot of misinformation out there from the people that have their own agendas, but that's a fact. We're also the lowest state in the nation on the amount of people we have in government working. We're the lowest state in the nation on spending per capita. So, you know, there's some room for us, and I'm not advocating taxes, but I am supporting a tax analysis, and I think it'll be important in the next session so that we know whether or not we're going to be able to fund an even bigger shortfall that will result in.
The interim tax study and to take a look at different tax policies is ongoing right now. With the idea that there'd be enough time to mechanically have things in place to actually implement something new next session, do you think that the study will come with a conclusion in time to actually get that done?
So, well, I'm hopeful. You know, it's not a perfect thing. We've had lots of studies, but too many of them have been from, funded by special interests. This one would be a state funded. We haven't had one of those for 20, 30 years. So we ought at least be willing to look. Some people don't even want to study because they're afraid of the result.
Absolutely. We'll leave it there for just a second and be back in a moment with Senator Bill Reggio.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
call Marilyn Miner Addiction Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans. Generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
We're back in Carson City with Senator Bill Raggio. One of the other developments yesterday was the governor issued a new proclamation, adding a few more items. And
I'd say more than a few. We now have a long laundry list that we're supposed to look at, and some of them are comprehensive, and do this as he wants before the end of Sunday.
Well, exactly, and that was going to be my question. Just the water issue for the Las Vegas area alone.
How about the school reform?
Right, school reform, the water issue, and then he put in there the caveat that you adjourn by 11:59 Sunday evening. Can you do all that and adjourn by Sunday?
Well, I would hope that we can get things done by Sunday. My main focus, and I think the majority of the legislature, is to deal with this budget shortfall. I think the others are secondary. Some are issues that I would have a reason to support in whole or in part, but there might not be time in a limited session to do that. So there's a lot of issues on there that are very appropriate for a regular session when you have 120 days to really look into them and to get public input.
So that there's a sense that the legislature is in agreement, the budget first, collateral issues
yeah.
later.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
But it's shaping up to be a rather nasty session in a lot of ways, setting up the election year, I think, more than anything else. And it brings back something into focus, I think, the really corrosive effects of the term limits provisions in the Constitution. You have added dynamics in the personalities in this session. People who are not going to be able to come back, people who are running for another office because they can't run for the office they currently hold. You have the partisan split, which I'm not sure what we really don't have is the split in the Democratic Party and the split in the Republican Party. So we may have four parties.
Well, there's always divisions within even any caucus. I think your term that it's a nasty process. So far, we've been very collegial within the legislature. And, I commit, again, I've always respected the governor's office. I've worked with six governors, and, I want to see us come together as much as possible. To the extent we can't, we'll have to come up with a legislative process and work together. And I think people are willing to do that.
Speaking of next session, in less than a year, folks will be back in Carson City,
right.
And about one-third of the legislature is going to be brand new. Yeah. Isn't that, and plus reapportionment on top of all these other issues?
It's going to be a very difficult session. The budget shortfall just on the existing budget will be in excess of $3 billion, whereas today we're looking only at trying to find funding for $890 million. So it's going to be a real challenge, and particularly with new people. The people of this state, in their wisdom, have provided for term limits. It's still the majority feel that way. I personally think you lose a lot of historical knowledge and wisdom and experience. But, you know, that's what people's will, so, you know, it's going to happen.
But what about the people's expectations? The real conflict here is that people want services but don't want to pay for them. And we may start this next budget cycle at levels of 2005.
I find a lot of that, but I also find a lot of people that say, look, we're willing to pay more because we don't want to see our services at near or the bottom of the lowest level in the country. So there's a division of thought on that. I think a lot of people that say they don't want any new revenues and we should keep cutting and cutting don't really have a handle on just how deep these cuts will affect individuals until maybe some of them hit their own family, whether it's a child with autism or a parent who is on a wait list for mental health services or matters of that kind. I think we're going through a process with potential layoffs that are going to really not only pare down these agencies, but I think are going to limit them in the capability.
Senator, already Chuck Muth, a conservative Republican or independent activist, not quite sure wherever he is in his registration, has started robocalls against Governor Gibbons that he broke his no-tax pledge. Do you agree that...
I'm not getting into any more discussions about Governor Gibbons or Chuck Muth. They each has its own agenda, and I'm going to concentrate on my agenda, which is the oath I took to do what's right for this state and to provide what's needed in this state, and I'm not going to worry. Of course, I don't have to since I'm not up for re-election, but I've always been of the mind that if you're going to vote in order to get re-elected, you're wasting your time and the time of the people that elected you.
Well said. We'll leave it there, and Okay. Thank you very much, Senator, spending time with us this
morning. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Welcome to the most progressive industrial park in America. I'm Lance Gelman, and this is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Our feature subject is the 15-mile extension of the USA Parkway, connecting north to south and I-80 to Highway 50. When complete, this highway will open up rural Nevada to this major employment center. The shorter commute will save Nevada over 500,000 gallons of fuel and eliminate 22 million pounds of CO2 emissions in the first year alone. This is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
What's in a name? At DiLoreto Homes, it's everything.
It's pride in workmanship, it's quality in every detail.
And most of all, it's who we are. Hi, I'm Teresa.
And I'm Michael.
Right now, we're selling a limited number of paired homes starting at $192,000 while refusing to lower our standard features.
To name just a few, we include granite slab kitchen countertops, 9-foot ceilings, and on-demand tankless water heaters.
Compare and see the difference. That's DiLoreto Homes at Damani Ranch.
Don't put off buying new carpet any longer. Now's the best time to buy at Washburn Carpet. Washburn offers the largest in-stock selection. One low price includes carpet, pad, and installation. Plus, we'll remove your old carpet free. At Washburn, you'll get the type of service you don't get at the big box stores. First off, in most cases, installation within 2 weeks. Second, we've got the best installers in town. They get the job done right the first time. And third, there's no hidden costs. So come to Washburn. We're always fighting first quality carpet for less.
Mattressland. Hit the jackpot now at Mattressland by Sleep Fit with savings from 40 to 60% on top brands like Sealy Posturepedic Price Rollbacks or a Contour 10 Memory Foam Queen Set, only $768. Preview the new Tempur-Pedic Cloud Supreme and get 2 years no interest. Mattressland by Sleep Fit's new Reno store on Highway 395 at South Mena Parkway next to Winco Foods.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back. We're here now with a dynamic pundit panel. Ray Bacon, Executive Director of the Manufacturers Association, and Russell Rowe with Kempfer Kroll, a law firm statewide. Welcome all.
Thank you.
I think a lot of concern that I'm hearing in the halls of the legislature is that the whole process may be delayed or distracted by all these collateral issues, questions about do they have to adjourn at a certain time, does the governor have this authority, or does the legislature? Russell, are you hearing those kinds of concerns, and do you think that really will be an issue?
Certainly there's talk throughout the halls of the legislature as to whether or not the governor can adjourn the special session. Unfortunately, in Nevada, that is a question of law that has not been ruled upon by the Nevada Supreme Court. So there's a very good chance it will be ruled upon shortly at some point in time. In my humble legal opinion, the pesky provision of the Constitution about separation of powers is probably going to, I would think, prevent the governor from having that type of power over the legislature. But stranger things have happened in Nevada, that's for sure.
Ray, you indicated that a legislator said to you yesterday that this whole thing very likely could end up in court. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the prospects if this whole thing goes to court? What happens?
Well, the comment was made one of the legislators who happens to have some legal background said it looks like it's about a 95% chance. That was the brunt of the conversation. I didn't ask why or anything else. I just said, okay, fine.
Isn't that the worst possible outcome that could really happen for the people of Nevada if this thing deteriorates into those kinds of issues and not really focusing on the budget issues at hand?
It could be. And one of the broader ramifications that I think you could begin seeing if this becomes litigious is other groups inserting themselves into the process. For example, on education, I believe recently in Kansas, the state was sued for lack of adequately funding education, and the state lost. And so those things can happen. And you know, when you get away from the legislative body, as difficult of a process as it can be, and put these decisions into a court of law, you don't necessarily end up with the decisions that you would want as a state.
Yeah, I'm shocked that there's politics going on in Carson City right now. And I think all of this will be fodder for the campaign cycle that we're hot into at this point.
Well, if you take a look at the states that have gone through litigation involving schools, in almost every case, the courts really don't know how to run schools, and they have done a disaster. Kansas was a mess. Missouri's had a mess. Several states have gone through that, and it's just been ugly. That really should be part of the legislative and executive process. We've got some improvements to make in our schools. Nobody argues about that too much. It's just a matter of what. If you take a look, I happen to have the summary of the Tennessee Race to the Top application sitting here in front of me. There's 14 key points that they're doing, and at this stage of the game, we probably couldn't do about half of those.
And the legislators and the governor have already backed off of some of those proposals that really would have put us into legal risk, dealing with developmentally disabled, dealing with seniors, dealing with people who are sick. They haven't yet come to an agreement on how to deal with our responsibilities on education.
Well, one of the issues that did get passed yesterday, as we talked about with Senator Raggio, is the barrier to
using student data.
Right. The Race to the Top legislation passed, but now the governor says that he will veto it as it stands. So with an adjournment deadline of Sunday, what happens if there's a veto?
It turns out, if you read through the Constitution, it looks to me like there's no precedent for a veto override in a special session. So I don't think we know what happens.
Well, I think it's not a race to the top so much as a slow stroll to the top, and we'll find out.
Well, they've got, that was just one issue yesterday. They're struggling with these horrendous budget cuts that impact so many. And I think it really has been demonstrated, no matter what side you're on the political aisle, these cuts are going to have impact to a whole bunch of folks in Nevada. How do they get this resolved, Russell?
Well, if I knew the answer to that, I'd be doing very well.
King Russell?
Yeah. You know, I happen to be president of the UNLV Alumni Association, so I get exactly where you're coming from. And, you know, cuts, just speaking of higher education, and as we all know how critical a component higher education is to economic diversification, and there's no metropolitan area in the country that has prospered economically that doesn't have a strong higher education system. So we have to be very, very, very careful what we cut and how deep we cut, because it will have long-term impact. But the tough situation we find ourselves in is that we don't really have a choice. We do have to make these cuts.
Yeah. Ray, you know, we've had this battle forever on low taxes, more business attracted, and we have found Russell's point that they are really looking at education more than they are the tax base.
It's a mixed bag. It's an issue. We have had low education requirements for a lot of our jobs in the state for a long time.
I think Senator Raggio put it right. We can do better, and we should.
Thank you very much, all. We'll have to wrap it up. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now, 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures.
And next week, we're going to have another week of exciting guests. To check the full listing, you can check in at NevadaNewsmakers.com. And on Monday in Carson City, we'll have
Assembly Minority Leader Heidi Gansert giving her perspective on what's going on.